Hello, hello, hello. Welcome to Marriage University. My name is Tina Heisman. I am a certified master life coach specializing in marriage. The topic for today's podcast is what to do when you feel you've lost yourself in motherhood and marriage. But before we get started, I want to let you know I have a free, private Happy Wives community on Facebook where you can come to get inspiration for your marriage. Search The Happy Wives Community in the Facebook search bar, or you can head over to my website, tinaheisman.com, and click on the banner at the bottom of the front page. And also on my website, I have created a free download called the Marriage Makeover Guide. It's a guide to help you make over your marriage into a happier, more joyful, peaceful place. It's kind of like a problem-solving tool. If you've got some issues that kind of keep cropping up and you're struggling to solve them, this Marriage Makeover Guide might just be the thing that helps you solve it once and for all. Okay, let's dive in and talk about what to do when you feel like you've lost yourself in motherhood and marriage. We moms have so many big responsibilities, right? We have children to raise, houses to clean, marriages to energize, families to nurture, friendships to cultivate, careers to manage, and so much more. Deadlines are constantly looming. Do the laundry, do the dishes, make the lunches, balance the checkbook, make the dinner, plan the birthday party, get to school on time, get to work on time, get to dance class on time, whatever it is. Whew, I'm exhausted just talking about it. Being a mother is constant, and that worry that we have just seems like it never goes away, like it never stops. And there's just so much written on each one of our daily to-do lists. It's literally humanly impossible to achieve everything that we have to do. And if it's not frustrating enough that we can never get it all done, we're supposed to make motherhood look easy and show up to every function smiling and looking like we just stepped out of a magazine or something, right? With all the latest trends and fashions and our hair and our nails and everything. Huh. How is this possible when we have so much to do? Where are we supposed to find the time and energy to do it all? Something has to give, right? That's where we struggle. Often, what the woman gives up is her own personal pursuit of the things that she loves, of her passions and her interests. And we do this lovingly and with the intention of being a great mother and a great wife. We want to be there for our families. But what happens is that we slowly lose sight of who we are, of who we really are. We just become so immersed in all of this responsibility that all of those things that we used to love to do with our free time are long gone because we don't even know what free time looks like anymore. Have you ever been lucky enough to get some free time and you spend the whole time trying to figure out what to do? Have you ever been there? Oh my gosh, I have been. It's so frustrating. You're like, what should I do with this 1 hour of time or 2 hours of time that I have been given? I think many of us, mothers and wives, go through a period of being lost. It's only natural with the demands that are placed on us. But then, when you realize it, it's time to be found again. It's time to rediscover yourself. How do we do that? Well, lots of different people would probably give you lots of different ways, and some will work better than others. Today, I want to talk about one way that I think that you can do that. And the suggestion I'm offering today is reconnecting with our creativity and our passions. I want to give you permission to do this. And I want to show you that this permission does not come from me, but rather from our source, from our God, from our Creator. God is the original creator, and he gave each of us unique gifts and talents and passions, and he wants us to pursue them. Take Genesis 1:27. God created man in his own image. In the image of God, he created him. Male and female, he created them. Lots of talk about creation in there and creativity, right? God used his creativity to make us. And also, let's look at 1 Timothy 4:14 through 15. Do not neglect your gift, which was given you through prophecy when the body of elders laid their hands on you. Be diligent in these matters. Give yourself wholly to them so that everyone may see your progress. So the reason I mentioned that bit of scripture is because, you know, God is telling us we should not neglect the gifts that he has given us. He gave us gifts. He wants us to use them. And pursuing our passions and tapping into our God-given creativity is honoring to God. There's an author, Julia Cameron, and she says, creativity is God's gift to us. Using creativity is our gift back to God. And I think that we do, as moms, use our creativity in our parenting and in our marriages. But when we let so much of ourselves go, we get kind of dried up. And so if we think about it in this way, we can see that pursuing our passions and our creativity is not a luxury. If we don't do it, we're going to lose our passion and our purpose and find ourselves trying to give from an empty glass. I know, I've been there. It's a miserable place to be. And so my message for you today is that you don't have to give up these passions once you become a wife and a mother. And in fact, it's vital that you don't, because pursuing our passions and our creativity makes us better able to take care of our families. It helps us be better parents and wives. So the question is, what do you love to do? Do you even know what you love to do without thinking about it? So many of us get stuck here. If you're not sure, you can look at what you've given up since becoming a mother. What are the things that you used to do before you were a mother? Is it actually reading a book from beginning to end? Is it writing or exercising or gardening or planting? Maybe you make jewelry. You can also take some time to reflect on what you did for fun before you were married and had children. What were some of the things that you did with your girlfriends? What were some of the things you did with your husband? And then get creative and find a way to incorporate, maybe just pick one for now, one of your passions into your life. So for example, one of the things that I love to do is connect with nature. So I asked for a membership to our local botanical gardens for Mother's Day so that I can go walking there whenever I want. Being in nature just fills my cup, and I just love admiring the flowers and the trees and the beauty and the landscape. And that makes me feel creative after I've spent some time doing that. It makes me feel just wonderful and filled up. And so you have things like that that do that for you. And I want to encourage you, don't let excuses get in the way. Use your helpers, you know. If you're married, you have a husband, and you have family members, hopefully, or friends. I know some people are away from family and they have to rely on friends. But those who love you will be happy to help you in this way. Because if you will take care of your own needs, you will be happier, and you're going to function better as a mother and a wife and a daughter and a sister and a friend. And you can bring this creativity into your whole entire life, especially into your marriage and your parenting. So for example, imagine you're doing a better job taking care of yourself and nurturing your creativity, and you discover that maybe your marriage could benefit from something fresh. You know, so like if your creative juices are flowing, you might be able to think up a fun new date night idea, or maybe a fun surprise for your husband. When I was thinking about talking to you guys about this, I remembered one recent way that my husband and I used our creativity, and it was on a date night that kind of went south. We were going to have dinner and bowling, and the bowling wasn't going to work out in a timely time frame. So we got creative, and instead of maybe going out to another noisy place and spending a lot of money, we decided to come home and go in the basement. Even though our kids were home, we said we're having quiet time at home alone, and we're going to be having a date night. And we grabbed a bottle of wine, and we started putting together a puzzle in the basement. And then afterward, I framed the puzzle for him, and we hung it up in the basement. And so we had a wonderful time, and it was just a wonderful way to be creative with what life presented us with what life threw at us. So one example there. Another example from parenting, maybe your parenting needs some more creativity. You know, if you're feeling more filled up and inspired, you might come up with the idea that you need to change your schedule a little bit in your house. Like, I don't know, I remember when my kids were smaller, sometimes I would do a dinner picnic instead of just dinner at the dinner table. Or maybe you need to go try a new park instead of going to the same old regular park every day, you know, just for kicks. There's a lot of creativity that's needed in parenting. One of my favorite creative parenting moments was a time I actually channeled my husband's creativity. He is so creative, this guy. So I convinced my daughter to put her socks on by having her put them in the freezer first. No lie. It was a hot summer day, and she did not want to put socks and shoes on. She only wanted to put her shoes on because her feet were too hot. And so I said, what if we put your socks in the freezer? Then they'll cool off, and then you can put them on, and they will feel great. She was totally down with that, and she put her socks in the freezer, and it didn't even last a minute or two. She was so excited to get them out and put on socks from the freezer. And so you see, I think that I could come up with an idea like that because I was fueling my own creativity in life. A tired Tina would have had a power struggle with this little five-year-old. Adorable, by the way. You know, when you're tired and you've got nothing to give, you kind of just give in more to the power struggle and put the socks on because I said so. But when we're filled up and we have creativity and energy, we can come up with a silly idea like putting socks in the freezer. Girls, we can't give from an empty well. It's really hard to be creative when we're just so exhausted and tired and we have nothing to give. The possibility for creativity in our lives just multiplies, and it creates so much joy and fun and memories when we can pursue our own passions and fill ourselves up. It makes us better humans and better mothers and better wives. So I hope that this little message is a call for you to get back out there and do what you love to do. Spend some time journaling about what it is that you like to do, what brings you joy, what fills you up. And if you need a little bit of help, I totally understand. I've been there, and that's why I hired my first life coach for the first time. So if you would like to work with me on this, reach out to me. I've got some great tools to help you along your journey. Of rediscovering the beautiful self that is inside of you. I would love to work with you on that. So thank you so much for listening in today. I hope this has been inspiring. Please let me know if you have any specific questions. And remember, if you have a little problem in your marriage that you're trying to fix, download my free marriage makeover guide. It's on my website, tinaheisman.com. Also, join me on Facebook in the Happy Wives community for some positive marriage help. And also, I offer one-on-one marriage coaching and life coaching. So stop by my website or email me to learn more. Thank you so much. I'll see you next week.